Baba Basi Yoshalmi, corresponding to Baba Sabavli Daf Kuf Mem Vav, we begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Chav Ches from a base at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hashalech Savloinus le Beis Chamiv, Shilach Sham Mea Mana Va'achel Sham Sudas Chosan, Afil Abedina, Enen Nigvim. If a groom sends gifts for his betrothed wife to his father in law's house, if he sent 100 mana, which is actually 10,000 zuz, and ate his betrothed meal over there, even if he only ate food for the value of 1 dinar, which is 1 zuz, he can't reclaim the money if the Nisuin is never carried out. But if he didn't eat his meal there, he can reclaim the money. If he sent large gifts with intent that she bring them with her to his house, then he can reclaim them. But if he sent small gifts that are only enough for use in her father's house, he can't reclaim them. And the Gemara says, once a person sent his betrothed wife large gifts and wanted to go and partake of the betrothed meal. Amulei kruvoi, lo titoim taman klum. Azo lo shamalain v'chol v'nofel besa v'zachun v'kula. His relatives advised him not to eat from the meal. He went and ate anyway, and the house fell down, and he died, and his betrothed wife family acquired everything that he'd sent. Chad ba'anah shidech la'usasai esim ba'ab b'kuyos minei charas ben pesach la'atzeres, v'leith kashi l'rabonon elemanan aifi zoa. There was another story of a person who sent his betrothed wife 24 large boxes of lettuce and other fruits and vegetables between Pesach and Shavuos. The Rabbanon only wondered how he had managed to have flax seeds and new olives at this time. Rapreda honored Rabbiuda Anasi by giving him two types of radishes between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the year following the Shemitah year. He gave so much that it needed to be loaded onto a camel to move it. Amalei Rebbe Leisinun Asirin Lav Sefichinun. Rebbe asked the Rapreda, aren't these prohibited because they are Sefichin, which are aftergrowths that grew naturally in Shemitah? Amalei Bepaki Shmitza is Durin. Rapreda said to Rebbe, they were planted after Shemitah and they grew very quickly. At that time, Rebbe permitted buying vegetables immediately after Shemitah without concern that they grew during Shemitah.